With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is dispatching federal law enforcement officers to the streets of Washington, D.C. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
For at least the next week, there will be an increased presence of federal law enforcement here in the nation's capital to combat crime. The White House says Washington, D.C. is an amazing city, but it has been plagued by violent crime for far too long. The beefed-up police presence comes as the president has suggested that his administration could fully take over running the city. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel says it plans to take over Gaza City. While some are blasting the decision, many others are saying it's the right thing to do because Hamas is the aggressor.
They want more civilian casualties so that they can point a finger at Israel and say that Israel's bad. Israel is not the offending member in this endeavor. So Hamas attacked Israel October 7th, and they committed a 21st century genocide. And everything that's taking place in Gaza right now is a direct result of that.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden.
I believe that the Israeli government now is doing what they think their only option is to get their hostages back.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has rejected the idea of giving up land to end the war with Russia. The response Saturday follows President Trump's suggestion that a peace deal could involve some swapping of territories. Meanwhile, President Trump plans to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska next Friday, which is seen as a potential breakthrough in the ongoing war. A law enforcement official says that a Georgia man who opened fire Friday on the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention headquarters in Atlanta had blamed COVID-19 vaccine for making him depressed and suicidal. The 30-year-old shooter tried to get into the CDC's headquarters but was stopped by guards. He then drove to a pharmacy across the street and opened fire. The official says the shooter was armed with at least 5 guns. Police officer David Rose died as well. This is SRN News. A lot of pastors are having problems. SRN's Michael Harrington gives us this report.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, 65% of evangelical Protestant clergymen say they feel that they must be on call 24 hours a day for members of their congregations. 63% of mainline Protestant leaders agree, and amongst black Protestant pastors, 76% say this is so. The Lifeway study also reveals that between 20 and 25% of clergymen say their congregations have unrealistic expectations of them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several elite colleges have made deals with the Trump administration, offering concessions in order to keep their federal funding. Ivy League schools Columbia and Brown have reached agreements to resolve federal investigations into campus anti-Semitism, DEI programs, and promotion of the LGBT agenda. The administration is pressing for more, citing the deal is negotiated with Columbia as a roadmap for other schools, Harvard currently negotiating with the White House. This is SRN News. Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says President Trump is dedicated to increasing the U.S. naval fleet.
A big part of the BBB was a massive increase in shipbuilding budget and funds. And so between that and his executive order, which he signed in March, calling for a return to American dominance in shipbuilding for the Navy, for the Coast Guard, but also commercial shipbuilding. So he's really put an effort into it. He understands how important it is, and I think we're going to have a renaissance in American shipbuilding.
O'Brien was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A major tourist attraction in western North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains will be demolished later this month. The Lake Lure Flowering Bridge sustained severe damage from Hurricane Helene last year. It collapsed on one end and buckled in several other sections. The town says two engineering firms concluded the bridge was beyond repair. The bridge was created in 2013 by a group of volunteers who sought to transform it into something beautiful. More details at srnnews.com.